Most of the country is set to wind their clocks forward this weekend as daylight saving begins. But should Queensland consider reintroducing it? Now, currently only Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory don't have daylight saving time. Queensland ditched the system back in 1972, and then there was a brief experiment between 1989 and 1992. But Queenslanders voted that out, and we haven't looked back at doing that since then, almost 30 years. But new research has found the overwhelming majority of Queenslanders want to join with their southern state counterparts to squeeze in an extra hour of sunlight every day. Thomas Sigler is a senior lecturer in human geography at the University of Queensland, and he joins me on the line now. Thomas, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, as I said, it's almost 30 years since Queenslanders voted not to reintroduce daylight saving permanently. What has changed in that time?
Yeah, look, there have been two major shifts in that time. The first one is demographic, the fact that the state's population has overwhelmingly shifted towards the southeast. That has also implicated an occupational change. So people in southeast Queensland overwhelmingly work in the service economy. Most of us work in offices and factories. And yes, a lot of people do work outdoors and laborers. But at the same time, typically urbanites are more likely to work in offices and less likely to work on places like farms than people in, say, western and northern Queensland. The other major shift has been the fact that there has been overwhelming movement around the world towards various aspects of pushing forward an hour. So there are lots of bills on agendas in, say, Canadian provinces and countries in the European Union. And there's just been a general movement towards greater afternoon daylight. And the idea is that our lifestyles have really shifted even more forward. So typically, we don't wake up, even in Queensland, at 4 a.m. with the cows. Most of us sort of, you know, work an 8 to 4 or 7 to 3 job and, you know, go home and exercise and make dinner and probably get to bed around 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., which means if you want to enjoy 8 hours of sleep and you've gone to bed at 10, it's really difficult to wake up with the sun at 4:30 in the morning. And likewise, if you finish work at 4 or 5 and you actually want to go for a jog after work or go fishing or go surfing or do anything outdoors, really, when the sun sets at 5:30, it's really difficult to do that.
All right, and so the research you've done says overwhelmingly Queenslanders now would support daylight saving. So what were the numbers?
60% in favor. So we looked at the impact of geography and various other socioeconomic factors, and I was really just trying to test whether it was based on things like social class, occupation, gender, age, student status. We looked at all of these different variables, and we found that really nothing mattered except for geography. So the farther south and the farther east you are, the more likely you are to have it. And so, you know, accordingly, as our population moves farther south and farther east, Queenslanders increasingly swing in favor of daylight savings. So the numbers are 60% statewide, 70% in the Brisbane LGA, and then we didn't test this, but off the top of my head, I'd say roughly 80% on the Gold Coast. So particularly in communities like Coolangatta, Broadbeach, it would be even higher than 70%.
All right, but we are a subtropical state, and look, I've worked out in the West, say Longreach there. What was the kind of support or lack of support for daylight saving out in those areas?
We didn't look at individual areas, particularly areas with smaller populations, but I can tell you that the figure outside of Greater Brisbane was just under 50%. So it's approximately 48% in the regions. Look, the conclusion was not that daylight savings should be forced upon people. It's not that there's a one-size-fits-all solution. It's that it's a huge landmass, and that there should be geographically specific time zones. And this is sort of true in other jurisdictions around the world. There are 14 American states that are split between time zones. New South Wales is split between time zones. So Broken Hill observes the same time zone as Adelaide. And that's because Broken Hill is more aligned with Adelaide, both longitudinally and also in terms of business hours.
I've seen that Anastasia Palaszczuk and David Crisafulli have both ruled out bringing back daylight saving. Is that disappointing to you?
It is disappointing, partly because, you know, again, as a researcher, I try to maintain my neutrality. But when you have an overwhelming majority in favor, at the bare minimum, I would anticipate that they would give people a referendum. And look, I just think it's become politicized when it doesn't really need to. I can understand why things like border closures and abortion and same-sex marriage are politicized. But it's just bloody daylight. You know, I mean, if it's what people want, then let them vote on it and let them have it. It's not a life or death situation.
Dr. Thomas Sigler, appreciate you being on 4BC Drive.
Yeah, thank you very much.